Women tattoo artists are rare in Afghanistan. So Soraya Shahidi takes on a big risk with every person she serves. But she makes customers happy by creating artwork on their skin. It has been 18 months since Shahidi launched her mobile tattoo business in Kabul, the Afghan capital. Since starting, she has received death threats for two reasons. One is that tattoos are seen as unacceptable in Afghan culture. The other reason is that she is an unmarried woman who is willing to work with men. I have struggled a lot, even been threatened with death, because people in Afghanistan think doing tattoos is haram, Shahidi told the Associated Press. In Arabic, the word haram means banned by Islamic law. Shahidi was once married, but her marriage ended in divorce. The 26-year-old single mother said she does not care if the people she works with are men or women. In a dark room, surrounded by his friends, a young man shouted in pain as the needle dug into his skin and injected coloring for a tattoo. I can't leave the profession I love, Shahidi said.
Beliefs about tattoos have started to change, leading to more tattoo businesses opening up in Afghanistan. Shahidi easily gets customers willing to pay for her artwork. It is the kind of small but important change that she feels a return of Taliban rule could threaten. After years of war, Afghans want peace. A big concern for many is that United States-led peace talks with the Taliban will provide support to the militant group. I am happy if the Taliban return results in peace, but if they disagree with my work and impede the freedom and progress of women, then I will be the first to stand against them, Shahidi said. Women like her have created a space for themselves in a society where tradition heavily restricts the roles and education of women. This year, one survey found that the families of close to 40% of Afghanistan's young girls do not let them go to school. And the families of almost 20% of these girls require them to suspend their studies after about 6 years of schooling. The Asia Foundation Development Group reported the study's findings. Taliban forces now control or hold power over nearly half of the country. In those areas, women are not permitted to leave their homes without a man. The Taliban ruled Afghanistan with an extreme form of Islamic law from 1996 to 2001 when U.S. forces invaded.
Shahidi divorced her husband 8 years ago while she was pregnant. She and her son now live with her parents. Her father supports her work, although Afghan society often bars a woman from touching a man to whom she is not related or married. Shahidi's father, Hussein, believes the traditions controlling women in Afghanistan need to change. I support my daughter in every way, and she makes me proud, he said. Shahidi uses Instagram and other social media to find and meet people looking to get tattoos. She does not keep a storefront with a set location out of concerns for her safety. Tattoos were once common in some of Afghanistan's rural areas, especially among Pashtun and Hazara women. But the artwork was used in small amounts, often as only a few small green marks on the face. Tattoo artists say demand among the younger generation has risen for more noticeable and personal designs. At the same time, the number of tattoo businesses has increased in Kabul. Omid Nouri, age 23, has 16 tattoos all over his body. He wants to add another on his left arm, showing the head of a lion. But Nouri only wants new designs on parts of his body that his clothing can hide, because he is tired of hearing people's criticism.
He also worries what would happen if Islamic militants caught him. "I'm thinking that if the Taliban return, they'll cut off my hands and legs," he said. He got his last tattoos at a business belonging to a former Afghan army officer, Nazir Mazawi. Mazawi fought for 7 years in Afghanistan's civil war with the Islamic militants. He says he is still fighting the war, but this time his battle is against society's conservatism, with his tattoo machine as his weapon. Mazawi receives threatening telephone and social media messages almost every day, demanding he close his tattoo business. "They even threaten to beat me, burn my shop," he said. I tell them, "Okay, I can't flee this country because of these threats. It's my homeland." But for every threat he gets, Mazawi said, he gets several messages of support or questions from people who want to learn more. I'm Anna Mateo.
And I'm Pete Musto.